This week on Indian Times, a Comanche documentary filmmaker has been selected to receive a Tribeca Arts Fellowship. And Oklahoma City gets ready for the 22nd annual Red Earth Native American Cultural Festival. Juliana Branham is a documentary filmmaker from the Comanche Nation of Oklahoma. Last month, she was awarded a Tribeca Media Arts Fellowship for film and video. This award is given to filmmakers and media artists whose work is innovative, creative, and pushes the boundaries. Branham's previous work certainly fits that description. She was a co-director of The Creek Runs Red, a documentary on the contaminated town of Pitcher, Oklahoma. It aired on PBS's series Independent Lens. The Tribeca Fellowship will be going towards the making of Branham's current work in progress, a biography of Comanche activist LaDonna Harris, who was the former wife of Oklahoma Senator Fred Harris.
She and Fred, you know, met when they were very, very young, and so they sort of became activists together. They had such this amazing partnership, and, you know, they, with a handful of other folks in Lawton, were responsible for integrating Lawton, you know, even before the Civil Rights Movement. He served, I think, as a catalyst for her, and I think she served in a lot of ways as a catalyst for him and his career.
Part of the documentary will be about LaDonna Harris's Americans for Indian Opportunities Ambassadors Program. It provides leadership training for Native professionals.
One of her main sort of focuses is to try to integrate tribal values into their work. And even if it's working in a non-Indian setting, non-tribal setting, to incorporate those values, you know, that their families have, you know, have been passed down for generations and generations, incorporating that into sort of the non-Native, you know, way of working, which is how we've always been taught to work and deal with people. And this is more about, you know, respect and reciprocity, responsibility, and all these really important values. And so that, I think, is really interesting. And also just the concept of they're teaming them up with other indigenous people from all over the world.
Branham recently finished working on an episode of We Shall Remain, a new PBS series that airs in 2009. It's the first historical documentary on American history told from the Native point of view. Branham's episode will focus on the 1973 takeover of Wounded Knee on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. The 22nd Annual Red Earth Native American Cultural Festival and Dance Competition will kick off this Friday with a parade through downtown Oklahoma City at 10:30 a.m. The event's executive director, Connie Hart Yellowman, said many different activities are planned.
This year, we have the art market that opens at 11 a.m. on Friday, and then we have what we're calling the Native Exchange, which is display and sales booths. Most of the sales there are like supplies that either artists or dancers would use. And then the youth art exhibit. We have cultural activities for children, and then we have a cultural performance stage. And all of that occurs 3 days at Cox Convention Center.
Over 200 Native American artists from Oklahoma and around the country come to Red Earth each year to show their wares.
We really have a good variety of artists in our 6 divisions: cultural items, painting, graphics and photography, pottery, jewelry, sculpture, and clothing, textiles, and weaving.
But Yellowman says the biggest draw is the daily dance competitions.
We've been real fortunate that the masters of ceremonies in the dance competition realize that a portion of the public that watches may not know about the different dances that they're seeing or the competitions or some of the culture. So they do a really good job of explaining. And so it's a good educational experience, I think, for people who are not familiar with our Native cultures.
This year, on Saturday morning, a 5K run and a 2K fun walk will take place in Regatta Park. Also planned is the Slamming and Jamming Block Party, which consists of tennis and basketball clinics for youth. Native and non-natives are invited. Cameras are welcome at Red Earth, but please be courteous. This is Susan Shannon for KGOU's Indian Times. Go to our website, kgou.org, for more information on this broadcast. Stay tuned for Native America Calling.